Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Lord, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Holy Spirit of God, have your way this morning. Touch every life. Let burdens be removed. Let yokes be broken. Let the glory of God be seen. We thank you this morning that our lives will never be the same again. Even in Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Slap your hands together. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. Welcome the person sitting by you to church. Tell the person, welcome to church. Amen. So I'm going to be doing a mixture of Chi and English, okay? But I pray that you will hear the word of God. Amen. Tell somebody, Jesus will give you rest. Jesus will give you rest. Can you say, Yesu, obema wa home? Yesu. Hallelujah. You see, everybody seated here is a young person. There's nobody who is an old man here. An old woman here. Everybody's young. And this is the right time to hear this message. The message of salvation. That Jesus is the only one that can give you rest. You see, there are many ideologies in this world. Many ideologies. This one is saying this, this one is saying this, this one is saying this. But you are a rational being, a rational human being that can think, that can reason. I tell people, if we were to go and come back, I will serve Jesus anytime I come back because I've reasoned it out and I've realized that it's the most sensible. Even in sense, it's the most sensible. So irrespective of the ideologies you have been open to, if we are saying, we'll be a candidate, we can be, we can be, we can be, hey, for me, you go a paso, na ho, na wa kashe, na shadye, radima kwa insa, tuwasi yansu a hum hum yinanya debe, oma kwa insa, na wa come to the realization, she said, this product that Jesus is selling is the best product. Hallelujah. So this morning, my message is very simple, that Jesus will give you rest. So I want to minister on rest after the cross. Praise God. You see, there are many things people put their hope in. But say what's not sick crown? As I see should be big beer anywhere, the fact is that when man is faced with the most serious problem he has, which is death, nothing can stand it. That shows you that anything we put our hope in will fail one day. So you see, it is important that man come to the realization, what actually must our hope be in? That brings true rest. You know, many people chase rest in many things. Ahomejie, asumjie. Sometimes you feel so si dan wie. Now dan we si si mwa totals. Ube si dan. Ube totals. Totals nebe efe pa. Marble floor. Huh? Kama, kama. Ope pasu say kama. Na flat screen bo dan hon. Mwa. Na wo fridge. Fridge hon hiya pa. Ube dianu ufi a fridge hon hiya. Because so fridge. Deep freezers.
Ubio with Piper. Unkos you are bonte.
Amen.
So South Africa, problem back we insu. And it says you fear now be in su ne ba. Nyamia shrapa. Wa mu mobo pa. Is any party be bre consu. A consu sorry an open to na na yisono. Eti nyame domo no hu mobo na obie pipe na ba. Oze niema bebre o ha yebu na bomfia yebu no light but se bi wo abra boma ho e ma abra bo no ye soft kakra soft life no. Ta no pe bia wa sori afa pan. Consio sa de obesi udi besi ade o consio. De odi be no aduane o consio. Mame nka other places. Obe oka ewian hye wo tenama no aso esi o ti ase cha esi kakra fa ho o ti me dwene air condition wo be bobi all them air con e bua ma nipa dwene e so mo e so di wa ho o dwia ensi so bi so bi se de so fo kana e no kra na ase nyem. And this any man cast a wound here, a wound here. Nemum, a deep back woman when he say, a bread ni pen yam, who pa be pia, say, repair. Now, dear be a sicantimin soviator. I've almost a sicantimaguasi. And ni pa ya hunto swan, and this is sicane, we say a dear hunt here debay, a tosso. Many people believed in things and trusted in things and placed their hope in things. Then later they realize, no, this is not it. You will not make that mistake. You will know the right things to do at the very beginning of your youthfulness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus came to die on the cross for you to have rest. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is very simple. Jesus didn't come to take from you. He came to give to you. And once you understand this message and embrace it, you have a different kind of life from those who do not know it. And you will see the benefits not just here, but in the age to come. When this life ends, another one begins. It doesn't end here. You see, today I will not take time to explain plenty things. I'm just preaching it as it is to you. The Holy Ghost will help you. You must embrace the cross of Jesus. You see, many have sought prosperity and peace before the cross. And later they realize that they can't find true peace before the cross. Remember, we are not the first persons to live on earth. Many have come and gone. We have seen great empires rise and fall. Many who were very great, that it looked like their kingdoms will never end, but they ended. History tells us of great kings that walked the face of the earth, that conquered and conquered and conquered territories, and had authority over nations, but their reigns came to an end. This shows us that what the Bible tells us is true, because you can easily dispute the Bible. Say, na se bi before from oho as me zume person me gidi am ejedi. Adene go say Bible there, but who study human history and human life, the Bible can be a siso. And that should give you a certain kind of reliance or that confidence that the Bible is true. Because everything in it aligns with what human history has shown. Mention anything. It even so mentions kingdoms that have risen and fallen, like Babylon, like Assyria, like Rome. All of them are in the Bible. So the Bible is not just God speaking, but it has historical facts. That makes you know that its information is true. It's true. So So this morning, I did not come to make an argument, but I came to present to you that Jesus' death on the cross was so that you will have rest. You will have rest. And if you find him early, the best for you. You won't waste your life. Your life will be so meaningful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So man sinned. Is somebody here? Man sinned. Man found himself in sin and its consequences. Nipa boni. Ah, oh, yeah, yeah. Ane ehunsu yunsu ansuwe de ba yenu. Die dimuna eye ogboro. Eni owo. What's your word? Why is your word? Where's your word? Where's your word? Yeah, I tell you, be fresh. Where's your word? Now, see, where's your word? We say, hey, say, oh, say, when you're to me on a swa, or do free how you. So we need to know, a beggar then, and you pay to me, oh, so if you say, only pay a bonino. Ogboro. You call Boro as what you say? King Kong. Dear Oso, Nipemu, and Nipentimin, you know, and you woo. Mini Abaco. Say, or the A, or the emergency. Osi your bomb pile are brosanzo. And the free brosanzo are better from. Me nim se no bom pa yo me nim hey ehu na ikotwa x-ray no the spinal cord ne mu agugu sey doctor phone said the aka wo so a kitikiti bi ne tua dompe na adjoin the con area no to tell me you say the aka nyina paralyzed. Oh, you know him solo look why. Yes. All the bones are broken. So he's lying there flat like this, like vegetable. Now you know him. Yes. It's only God that can save him. The way he has become. And he fell from the story building 3 a.m. 6. So internal clots and things. Have you seen the way he said he was praying? I don't know whether he went when he was praying now, then he dozed off and he slipped. I don't know. Fell from the brush. He's lying there. I went to the hospital and I saw him. Like, shh, God. You see, when people have not met death, we don't know how serious this enemy called death is. But that is why Jesus came, to die on the cross of Calvary. You see, he died. Then that death on the cross has so many benefits to mankind. But you see, the fact is that he cannot force anyone to accept his sacrifice on the cross. The message has to be preached. Then if you would embrace the cross, then the rest after the cross becomes your portion. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. Let's start from there. I speak forth. None of you will fall from a story building.
Amen.
It's not a good experience. Hey! Man of God, when you see the young man lying down, when I got to the emergency, I saw him. It's not a nice sight. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after the judgment, after this, the judgment, somebody say the judgment. You see, you may have arguments. Oh, there's no judgment. It all ends here. Anything you do, you have your reward here, you go, and there's nothing. There are a lot of arguments like that. There are a lot of arguments like that. But as I said, the Bible's record, we have seen that it is true. what man's sin is, man has to be judged. Maybe you seated here, you've not sinned before. Eh? Who has sinned before? Who has stolen something before? Have you stolen something before? Hey, some people's hands are down. You've not stolen anything before. Or you are looking who is watching. Look, all of us, we've stolen things before. I remember some tifri I did. One time I went to steal my dad's money. Someone said he went to take. No, I stole it. I was in JSS. Then I hid it under my masset. Do you know masset? And no, I lifted. Who's a masset? Ibi Oma ya eshi sheni mauso me peja na me de shasiye. Because people of God. Are you blue na ya dem? Na minim emsem papa so e teach enti na sa no pa no search bi a obo me no enu anom aso wa po search na no nya nkom asset no na emete an se fa asset ni bra skarashi where they took the asset. Amazing. I don't know where he got that trick from. I don't know whether he too, he was doing that. Because the way he could go straight to that place where they lifted. If I should go around and ask you the things you have done, you think you can pay? You think you can pay? When you stand in judgment, you think you can answer for yourself? Some of us, the abortion. Some of us, the womanizing from girl to girl. Some people say, no. As for me, I've not done any of all those things. Really? Whether you have done something or you've not done something, what Adam did, it covers you. That's the issue. It covers you. And it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. But look at an amazing thing that God did. The next verse. So Christ was one offered to bear the sins of many. So you see, Jesus came to die on the cross. A shameful death. One Thursday, he was caught, beaten, crucified on the cross, naked. Look, that time, boxer shorts had not come. You think they had boxer? Jesus was naked. What did he come to taste? That death that you would die. And then the consequences of that death even continuing, he came to die on that cross, naked, beaten for you. It says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. What for? What's one in a? Nanya sapa, ye mu bin kaye, born in it, the way I am born. The way I am born, unim born. I'm say, we're born in them more. Me born in you are born, a born. Hey! Maybe I'm preaching, obi a drink, connie, maybe so. It's all things that you, pa, you are playing keyboard for Jesus. That some of us are holding microphone to preach. Hey! People of God. He came to bear the sins. And unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So you see, everybody who is before the cross bears their own sin. But the moment you encounter Jesus' cross, he takes your sin, your numerous sins. You say, no, me, I've not done anything wrong. Me, I don't know anything. You were born sinner because of Adam's transgression. Someone said, Pastor, explain further. We are not understanding. The Holy Ghost will help you understand. The cross. When you meet the cross, he takes your sins upon him. All right? Crash a cross in Amao Piana or Quay. Mumisan ye in a cross on the Hito San Abipi. Namu monitor Namu San Fanny Metanasima in a cross on your betty. Because see, the devil doesn't like the cross being preached because the cross is the power. The cross is the power. You meet the cross, he takes your sins. It is after the cross that there is rest. After the sufferings of Christ, there is glory. After the sufferings of Christ, there is rest. First Peter. Let's read the scripture there then. We'll begin to round up. First Peter chapter 1 verse 11. It says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So right when you meet the cross, the sufferings of Christ, what he went through, the pain, there is glory afterwards. There is peace afterwards. There is rest afterwards. You are taken out of the clutches of death and the consequences sin brought. People of God. Now, just five things that the cross does for us to give us the rest afterwards. Number one. Remember the cross, number one, remember the cross is a symbol of death. The cross of Jesus Christ is a symbol of death. Death. So he died on the cross. He died. So whenever you meet the cross, you meet death. But that death has life after it. I hope you are getting the point. Okay? But asenuano ewo no e de nkwa fufro na ebrew. Hallelujah. So if you don't embrace the cross, you will not have the life that the cross brings. Does it make sense? And you say, you that have embraced the cross, you and somebody who has not yet embraced the cross, you are not the same. You, by embracing the cross of Jesus Christ, you have his life accredited to you. Okay? Colossians. Or Galatians. Let's read Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He so loved you that he gave himself for you. So some of us, if not for Christ, this life I'm living now, it was not my life. Oh. Sure. Let me not start. You see the person sitting by you who looks very holy, sanctimonious, washed and cleansed. The life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself. So his death on the cross, when you meet the cross, which is the symbol of death, it is life that comes to you when you embrace the cross. So listen to me. There is life in the cross for you when you embrace it. Don't neglect the cross of Jesus Christ. Don't shun the cross of Jesus Christ. Because when you embrace him, he gives you life. Somebody say amen. Yeah. So, rejecting the cross is rejecting life. The cross goes with life. Number two. You know, before I go to number two, you know, Jesus said that if you will be his disciple, you must carry your own cross. Because you see, cross, you can't run away from cross if you're a Christian. Or if you want God's life to be given to you, you must embrace the cross. Say, I embrace the cross of Jesus Christ. Yeah, I embrace it. Number two, the cross is a symbol of the price Christians have to pay. It's a symbol of the price Christians have to pay. So when you look at the cross, it's the symbol of the price you should have paid. That has been what? Paid for you. Are you following it? So everybody in the world must pay that price. But he paid it for us. Jesus paid. Jesus paid. He paid. Hallelujah. The cross, number three, is a symbol of God's love for us so that we'll be at peace with God. So that we'll be at peace with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Hallelujah. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a symbol of God's love for us, and we have peace with God. How many did I say I was giving you? Five. So I've given you how many? Three. Number four, the cross is a symbol of obedience. Let me give you that one. It's a symbol of what? Obedience. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Let's start from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So you see, Jesus' obedience was shown when he came to die on the cross. That now makes you know if he was obedient even to die on the cross, there's nothing that you cannot do for God. Tap somebody sitting by you and say, there's nothing you cannot do for God. There's nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number five, the last one, but the last one is a lot. The cross. It's a symbol of the blood. It's a symbol of the word. The blood. So when you encounter the cross, you are encountering the blood of Jesus. Yesu moja. Huh? The blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus. When you encounter the cross, you encounter the blood. And what does the blood do for you? You see, the first thing is that the blood, it gives you forgiveness. Okay? The blood gives you what? Look, nobody can wash away another man's sin apart from the blood of Jesus. A story is told of a man whose wife will always see certain stains in his dress. So she did her investigation because when she washed the stain, that stain doesn't go. Hey! When she washed palm oil, it will go. But that particular stain, then it was stainless steel. Then she realized that the husband was drinking a lot of coconut water. And when coconut water stains a dress, you cannot remove it. Very difficult to remove. You see, sinner, without the shedding of blood, the Bible says there is not remission of sin. Sin cannot be taken away by any other thing but the blood of Jesus. So the first thing, the blood of Jesus procures for you what? Forgiveness. And this forgiveness, we are not just talking about nerefika krobesakai. It's total remission. Cancelled. It is what? It is what? It is what? Cancelled. Hallelujah. The blood, number two. It cleanses you. It does what? So you see, sin, eternal damnation, but when the blood, when we encounter the blood, it cleanses you. You see, my mentor shared a story which was very powerful to illustrate the difference between forgiveness and cleansing. Yes. I have a mentor. I learn how to preach from my mentor too. Do you understand? Yes. He says that some guys had gone to do something that the community were chasing them to kill them. So they were running. So as they were running from them and they were chasing them, the guys went to meet a manhole. Like, do you know manhole? Manhole, like the one that toilet goes into. Then the guys decided, if we don't fall into this manhole, these guys will catch us and kill us. So they decided to jump into the manhole. So they jumped and their whole body was covered with toilet. So the guys who were now chasing them even helped to bring them. When they brought them out, they left them. Say, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. So you see, they said they forgiven them, but now they were not cleansed. Now they need a good shower with antiseptics and things to cleanse them. Look, some of us, the way our sins stinks, our sins. Do you know the longer you live, the more you have sins? The longer. Do you remember the lady that was caught in adultery? That they went to stone. Then Jesus said, the one that hath not sinned, let him cast the first stone. And the Bible says, they threw down their stone and they were living from the oldest. Because when you are growing old, now burning doors. Some of us, the sins stink. It stinks. But you see, so after you've been forgiven, he cleanses you. He washes you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. So you don't have to bear the stench of sin anymore. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you. Number. I said, what, when you encounter the blood, what it does for you? Huh? So now the bad smell of sin is cleansed. Look, sometimes when I watch some of us preaching, God can't save anybody. I don't care how stinking your sin is. God can save you. And the blood can wash you clean. The blood can cleanse you. He will forgive you and he will cleanse you. Number, when you encounter the blood, right now we are dealing with the blood. The blood. Now, the blood sanctifies you. It does what? Now, when we say sanctified or sanctification, it means it sets you apart. Okay? It sets you apart for God's use. Huh? Man of God. Man of God, come. You told me that there was a young guy who wanted to train you how to smoke weed, isn't it? Did you taste some? You tasted small. Hey! Have you seen? He tasted small. Thank God he didn't go mad. So when man of God was preached to, he encountered the cross of Jesus. He encountered the blood of Jesus. So he was forgiven. Then the stench of the sins, he was cleansed. But you see, the fact that you have been cleansed does not mean you have been set apart for a holy use. Then the blood sets him apart. Now, he preached all. He's a man of God. You see, so now, when you look at him, there is not even record. If not that I brought him to ask him this question, you won't even know that he has tasted weed before. Now, if I don't come and tell you that I have stolen before, would you ever see I have stolen before? You see, the way the blood will set you apart. Hey! Set you apart for God's use. My goodness. Some of us, if God should open the archives. Sometimes when somebody comes to confess to me, and I pray for the person, I say, Jesus has forgiven you. He's cleansed you. You can serve God. And when I see them serving God, I say, hey, you have no idea how the blood can so sanctify you, set you apart. That when we look at you, it doesn't even look like you were the one that was. If not the blood, by now, man of God is folding we. He's vice president, I think. But look at what the blood has done. I see the blood of Jesus sanctifying somebody. The blood will set you apart. You will become useful to God in the name of Jesus. Look, don't let anybody rubbish you. Say, you have been a sinner before. You have done this before. You have done this before. Look, the blood. The blood cleanses. All the scamming you've done. Look at the way you are skillful with computer. When he sanctify you, you use it to glorify God. Hey! Eh? Man of God, are you glad Jesus died for you?
So much.
Hey! Man of God, are you glad that the blood sanctified you?
Yes, please, Papa.
And has set you apart?
Yes, please, Papa.
Now you are man of God. By now, if not the blood of Jesus, how many girls do you think you have given birth with? Like, you see, he cannot even remember. Look, Jesus' blood, it works wonders. Some of us by now, the children we would have had that their mothers are chasing us. But now, because of the blood, you are a married man. Happily married. Hey! If not the blood, how many girls would you have impregnated and said it was not you? The blood sanctifies. You see, it's as if I'm joking. I am dialing the numbers of some people seated here and what the blood has done. And I talk to you, those of you who think your sins are so much that the blood cannot sanctify you, it can. It can. It has that power. Number, what the blood will do for you. The blood brings reconciliation. It brings what? Reconciliation. Through the blood, we are brought back to God. We are brought back to God. You see, the blood is so important because the life of man is in the blood. I round up with this. You know, my mentor tells another story. Somebody said, who is his mentor that he's mentioned? Bishop Dagwood Mills. Yes. I learned how to preach salvation from him. Yes. Because if you're a young pastor, if you are not careful, you preach all other things apart from salvation. He is the main motivator behind my preaching salvation all the time. Yes. So I learned a lot of things from him. Yes. He said, he told this story. This story is not my story, it is his story. He said that because he's a doctor, I'm not a doctor. You understand? When you give me doctor to drink, I'll vomit it. I'm not a doctor. It's not everybody that has that ability. But he's a doctor. He said that he went to meet a man in the theater, and they were amputating the man's leg. So he said it was a very terrible situation because the man had diabetes and there was a sore, and now the sore won't heal and it was now eating up, so they had to cut. So he said, so they use a saw to cut the man's leg. So afterwards they dressed it and everything. Then he said later, whether that day or the next day, he went to the ward and he saw this man sitting on the bed, chatting with friends, eating, and then he realized that a man's life is not dependent on the leg, because this is a story. So if a man's life will be taken from that man, you see, it is something that affects the blood. So God told the Israelites, don't eat blood, because the life of man is in the blood. So if man sinned and he had to now be redeemed, what would God pay? God had to pay with what? Blood. And that's why Jesus came to shed his blood. People of God, Jesus is saying, come. Come unto me. If you are carrying addictions, things that are weighing you down, problems that you cannot solve, he's beckoning you and he says, come. Why? Because when you encounter the cross, there is rest after the cross. Look at somebody and tell the person, there is rest after the cross. Tell another person, there is rest after the cross. Whatever you are struggling with today, if you embrace the cross, he will give you rest. Whether it has to do with sin, whatever problem it is, I came with faith in my heart that as you embrace the cross of Jesus Christ, rest will come to you. Our last scripture, Matthew 11. This is our last scripture. Rest after the cross. Matthew 11. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Verse 29. I will give you rest. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Jesus came to die so that he would give you rest.
don't reject him. Did I say last scripture? I think I should read you one last scripture. Hebrews. Last one. A scripture has come into my heart. Last scripture. Let me read it to you. Hebrews 2. Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How do you escape? How do you pay for your own sins? How do you get rest? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Don't reject Jesus. Young man, don't reject Jesus. Young lady, don't say sin is sweet. You want to continue doing it for some time. Don't reject Jesus. Embrace the cross. Embrace that. And Jesus will bring you rest. Rest from that sin that has crippled you. Rest. A lot of us seated here, I can see on your forehead some people, not all of us, some people, I see pornography just going in scrolls. Ish. Pornography. But you see, Jesus, when you embrace the cross, Jesus will deliver you from that. Yes, there's power in the cross. Anything you are struggling with and you think there's no help, if you will embrace the cross, there's help. Sometimes the secret sins people are into, when you look at them, they don't look like it, so you may think Jesus will help you overcome sin. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You see, it was preached before and now it's being preached unto us. Don't neglect the cross. Don't push away Jesus. Embrace him and he will give you rest. All eyes closed. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you are watching online. Maybe you've joined the service online from wherever. Jesus has come to you by his word. Don't neglect Jesus. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Jesus has stretched out his arms to embrace you and to give you rest. There is rest after the cross. If you are going through problems before the cross, when you encounter the cross, he says, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, carrying burdens, and I will give you rest. Jesus will give you rest. If you have been sick and battling with sickness, Jesus will give you rest. If you have not confessed Jesus as your Lord, that means you have not embraced what he brought to you. This afternoon, I want to give you opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you are seated here, you have not given your life to Jesus. You cannot boldly say, I belong to Jesus. If you are seated here like that, or you are watching online, this is an opportunity. Akwenya seode onho be ma Kristo. Se ode onho be ma Kristo. Na wa fam nim kwagye ehu. Na de ode bre wa sumdwe ode bre wo no saka. All eyes closed. If you are here, you want to say, Jesus, I've been trying to help myself for a long time, but I need your help. I need rest for my soul. Rest for my soul. Oha, person ka se Yesu, ene, mi hia ahomegie ama me kra. Mi hia ahomegie ama me kra. Jimmy free owo mu, Jimmy free boni mu. If you are here like that, say, oh, sir, I want to give you that opportunity. Jesus is calling you. Don't postpone it. Don't push it to next year or next month. He's reaching out to you. You are here like that. You want to say, Jesus, come into my heart. Put your left hand on your chest and lift your right hand. So what? Don't push salvation into the future. Today is the day of salvation for you. Today is the day. Don't neglect this salvation. If you push it away, tomorrow may be too late. I want you to say this confession after me. O se saube pemwa kase Yesu ni Awurade. Na do kuma dia tum so Nyankopon nyane ne firi ewufuo mu a obegye wo nkwa. That is the way to be saved. Obegye wo nkwa. Obema wa home. If your hand is up, I want you to say this after me. Kase Awurade Yesu. Kan ye men fari o men fa de o te onchan ho kase Awurade Yesu. Ene awie yi. Me da wase. Se wasem aba men chen. Me da wase. Se mate won kwaje asem. Ube wu maame. Asenu ya ne so. Enim gwasie wu. Ananka mensem fata. Nensu wu mame. Ene ewe yi. Mede makuma jidi. Se wu yeno. O sorry fre ufum. Na woti ase. Mede manopa emu kase. Yesu. Wone Awurade. Wone mewurade. Ifri ene ekwe. Meye wudia. Yame om kron kron buame. Na minti minti na sime urade. Men kwane nyina. Ura Yesu. Medawase. Se midi. Aka nkwango menimu. Na yam pipa midi mfirimuda. Esan umoja ninti. Medawase. Se wajime. Meja osro.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Dream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Dream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, Podcast or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Dream Church. For further inquiries, prayer or pastoral counseling, messages and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 253-0153 or plus 233-558-863-287 or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.